Indeed Sponsored Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
A sleepover when you're a teenager is supposed to be a fun time. You know, you hang out, mess around, do stuff, you know, just, you know, kind of get in small amounts of trouble. Sometimes it gets a little worse than that. But, you know, it's typically youthful antics that are looked back upon as, you know, good times that really no one got too harmed from or anything like that. However, sometimes you look back on those sleepovers and it's not so much the living that end up scaring everyone. It's the dead. The dead who either want to be a part of the sleepover or want nothing to do with anyone being there in their place, as far as they view it, of rest or home or comfort or whatever it is, and it's being invaded by some snot-nosed teenagers. I think that's might be, maybe I'm projecting a little bit how I may foresee my future as a ghost. But It's one of those things where if you are having, you know, that sleepover and telling ghost stories and doing that sort of stuff, and actual things start happening to you, you don't forget it. It's going to stick with you. It's that perfect time in life where everything is still fairly new, yet you got some experience going on and you know what should be happening and what shouldn't be happening. And when you know damn well something shouldn't be logically happening, it is very, very scary. Those first go-rounds with things that shouldn't be happening. That's what we hear about in our next story. Some friends having a sleepover, and very quickly they discover just how haunted that house is where the sleepover is taking place. Take a listen. The year was 1999. It was late in July. My best friend invited me to go jet skiing in the Atlantic with his family. As always, I accepted his invitation and drove over to his house to stay the night. I arrived after they had eaten dinner and everyone was just sitting around the table, planning for the trip in the morning. I took up a chair and just listened on to what the plans were. My friend's dad went to bed and his mother, and he decided that they should inform me of what had been happening in their house within the past week or so. She started off with a simple, yet at the same time, silly question. Do you believe in ghosts? I said no and looked at my friend to see where the punchline came in. She then said that her daughter, who is the same age as I, had always had trouble with this ghost, but it had recently decided to start bothering the rest of the household. She continued to speak, and at times I found it hard to keep listening, but I grudged through. They have only two children, my friend and his younger sister. They also had a Great Dane named Jada. About this time, my friend's sister came in from wherever she had been and joined in the conversation they were forcing me to have about this ghost. She said that it always moved things in her room and sometimes just trashed the place. This would be a good excuse for a teenage girl to have, but not for her. She's excessively compulsive, which translates to neat freak. She went on and said that she could ignore it for only so long before she asked my friend to bless the room. At this time, he was very pious and believed it was a demon and that he could cast it out because he was Christian. Two nights went by, and the ghost had apparently moved on, until that following weekend. It was like a breath of fresh air in the house, and I'm quoting this. His sister came home one afternoon after cheerleader practice and went to wash up in the bathroom. Her and her brother shared. She took a shower and went to get a towel out of the linen closet located in the bathroom. She opened the sliding mirror door. Crouched on the floor was a sickly-looking old lady looking up at her. She freaked, ran out naked through the house to find her brother. This is when I found out that she was staying at a friend's house and only came home to shower and get clean clothes. I was very skeptical at this point, so my friend told me of his encounter with it. He stated, I thought I scared it off, but it only seems like I pissed it off. And now it's in my room, too. He followed it up by saying, it scratched the wall and ceiling and pulled my covers off of me in the middle of the night. I was trying to be nice, but I couldn't help but throw in a couple of jabs at them because it all seemed very far-fetched to me. So they finally gave up with me, but told me to be careful and not provoke it. I went into my friend's room to make the bed on the floor when they still sat around the living room talking about ghosts, I suppose. In his room are a walk-in closet with only one door and no vents. I went in, got covers, a pillow, and my old military bedroll, and then set up a sleeping area. I noticed a weird-looking oriental lamp in the room that was on but not throwing off much light. I went back out of the room and asked about the lamp. My friend stated, it doesn't like the light, so leave it on so I can get some sleep. Now, I really had to poke fun at him for having a nightlight. I told him that I'd better not wake up and see him sucking on his thumb or he'd never hear the end of it. We finally made our way to the room to go to sleep, but as most kids do when the time for rest has come, we stayed up talking. About 20 minutes went by and I started to hear scratching sounds coming from the closet. So I sat up and told him to stop playing around because I was not buying into all of this. He kind of disregarded my statement and just said, "That's how it always starts." I told him the ghost was in his head and that he was just being childish and trying to scare me. I also said, if this ghost is really here, why the hell can it only scratch the door? Is it disabled or something? No sooner did I get those words out that the door started shaking with such force that it seemed like someone was trying to kick the dang thing in. He simply put his hands up, I guess showing me it was not him. But even as skeptical as I was, I knew he had nothing to do with it. The door went from banging to scratching, then back again, then it just stopped. I finally went to sleep after it was quiet for a while. I was only asleep for maybe 3 hours or so before I woke up. The light was bothering me, so I sat up and turned it off. I laid back down, and the next thing I know, this strange whooping, screeching sound was right over me. Never in all my years have I heard such a sound. The next thing I remember is my friend standing up on his bed to pull the light switch. He was pale as a sheet of paper and angry. He said, "What the hell did you turn that off for? Now it won't leave us alone." We left the room and went to the living room to get away from it. It really did not seem to care at this point as we were leaving the room. The bedroom door slammed shut, opened back up, and then slammed shut again. At seeing this, I almost had to go check my underwear. The room sounded like a hurricane going through it. We sat there just listening to all this, my friend's expression never changing. He was tired and mad. So we just sat there, not talking, just listening to this thing throw a temper tantrum in his room. When it was bored with that, it started scratching on the ceiling in the living room, and that continued so long I think we just stopped listening to it. That morning I apologized to his mother for doubting her story, and I honestly felt like a jackass for doing so in the first place. She told me she had been in contact with a minister who would come and bless the house, but he was waiting to do more research so he'd be better prepared for the task at hand. A week went by and it continued, so my friend was sleeping in their den and they just tried to ignore it. There was a football game that week and his sister wanted to get some photos of her in the new cheerleader outfit, so they set up a miniature photo shoot with the proper lighting and all. I was there at the time because we had just got back from paintball practice and we were sitting around checking out our cheerleader friends who also wanted some photos on themselves. They went and dropped off the film in one of those one-hour photoshops. We were cleaning our paintball markers when his mother showed back up with the photos and she simply said, "You two need to see this." In several pictures, there was a shadow. You can almost make out the image of an old lady. The pictures were taken with a semi-automatic camera, so there was no skipping in the pictures. In each photo, you see the image moving across. It stops after a couple more pictures, and you see it again walking back the other way. They had a light in front of the photographer, so no one shadow should be there. When they took these pictures to the minister, he was speechless. The next day, the house was blessed, and they have only had one encounter since. It was way back in 2002, when my friend and I were about to go to Iraq. Nothing has happened since. They still own the house, but are not there very much.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP. If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track, and I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Danielle Robey, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack, Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise, a snack that feels light, not heavy, made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds, nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems, cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict? These are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.